I'm John Batzer, Gaius. Michael Vlahos is traveling. He's Germanicus. He's in Pict country. He's got his pass through the enemy lines. I hope he comes back with his head on his shoulders. The Picts can be ruthless when they discover a Roman citizen behind their lines. But he has his way, and I have mine, and we're enjoying laughing at the 21st century, so we're going to laugh at the first century, BCE. This is the time before Caesar, before the Civil War, before Octavian took on Antony and Cleopatra. This is when a man named Cicero commanded the Senate because he could talk. He could talk beautifully for hours, and he was spellbinding, although he had his weaknesses, and one of them was he had grudges. He kept grudges. And the reason I bring this up to Germanicus is that we're dealing these days with a 21st century America. It uses lawfare as a form of political electioneering. Witness one candidate on the Republican side with multiple juries in his future. Witness on the Democratic side a sitting president who's now completely tangled up in what did or did not happen with classified documents at his home in boxes mixed in with his son's mementos, his answers he's given. It's all very complicated, but it does suggest that there'll be more to this, lawfare to this, and promised lawfare in the event that the Republicans take control of the White House in 25. And Germanicus, I just bring up the fact that we Romans use lawfare too. As I understand it, Claudia, a fine Roman matron, well married to a general who is always away, so that's very convenient for her romantic life. Claudia's brother has a dispute with Cicero. It has to do with providing an alibi at a trial before the Senate. That's where the trials were held. And he is annoyed that Cicero undercuts his alibi. So what he does is makes himself tribune, takes over Cicero's property, and burns his house down. A little petty, but okay, fine. This is the first century BCE. Cicero is annoyed by this, to say the least, and he swears he's going to get even. Well, the way he did it was, he then, for the rest of his career, denounced Claudia, Claudius's sister, Claudia, the matron who lived next door on the Palatine Hill. And it was propaganda from Cicero. Every time he'd get up to make a speech, he'd make some unfair remark about Claudia. And I'm just reminded, as I was reading this, because it's funny. You know, he denounces her as like a spider who brings in these young men and goes crazy when they try to run away from her. All kinds of references to Greek theater. I'm reminded that what we regard as disinformation, misinformation, lawfare in the 21st century, distorting reality so that people don't trust the media, has been with us for 2,000 years. We Romans invented it. Is that irony lost on the 21st century Americans? Do they think they invented lawfare?
Irony in the United States of America in these times exists only in, treasured but now nostalgically placed in the past TV series like Seinfeld. The truth is that larger ironies involving insight from history can't exist in the minds of Americans. So they relentlessly caught up in the moment and living in the moment. And yet, if you look at the shenanigans going on in Rome surrounding, Claudia Metelli, often referred to as Medea Palatina, the Medea of the Palatine, I mean, that it looks a lot like a world where politics are as crazily entangled as they were, as they have been in terms of, say, Epstein or Clinton back in the 90s with his sex scandal and the various allegations against both Biden and Trump in terms of sexual misdeeds, all of these existed in Rome. And the most important element about this, and you brought up lawfare, but it was the inability by the 50s in Rome, and certainly even earlier with Marius and Sulla, but certainly by this period in Rome, things were coming apart. And lawfare ruled. And lawfare ruled only because the violence that had existed with the Gracchi, first raised with the Gracchi, but then the violence visited on Rome by Marius and Sulla, had been swept under the rug, or at least put away for a while. And so lawfare was the best way to destroy your enemies. But Rome had devolved as a republic, as a constitutional order, into open warfare without physical violence. But it would, of course, end up in physical violence and civil wars in just a few years. It's quite interesting that the denunciation and the trial of Clodius on the part of Cicero, in which he used Clodia as the way to get back at Clodius, that trial was resolved in favor of Clodius because Crassus bribed everybody, all the judges, et cetera, et cetera. So you have a situation that looks very much like the world we inhabit today, where everyone is accusing everyone else in an attempt to bring political opponents down. And that, there's no way that that's actually going to happen. The problem with lawfare is that when the law loses its authority, there's nothing left but violence. So if we go roll the screen or the tape back to the period of Richard Nixon, the law had such authority that Nixon was brought down. But now there is no authority. Nobody believes in the law enough, and the law has no real standing the way it used to. So everything is a positional battle, and there is a depreciating utility to the law to defeat your opponents. And of course, defeating your opponents doesn't mean defeating them in elections. It means destroying them. And of course, that's another problem with the law, is that it doesn't lend itself very well to destroying opponents, especially if the authority and legitimacy even of the law is undermined. The law has to have standing in people's minds. That's what legitimacy means. It means the right to make laws and have people obey them. When that begins to go away, what are you left with? Well, you're left with violence. You're left with civil war, because the force of arms is not to be argued with. And that's what happened to Rome. And I think it's just very interesting that all of the key actors, on the periphery of this entire, scandalous incident, whether it's Cicero, Crassus, Lucullus, Pompey, they all met their end in the civil wars that were to follow just a few years later. And I think this is, in many ways, a very apt, condign judgment on America, that we have entered into a similar kind of political dynamic, and it's going to be very hard to stop, because you use the cliche, stopping at the water's edge. Well, eventually, the water's edge was the Rubicon.
Right.
And Caesar didn't stop at the water's edge. And I think that is where all of this is heading, because lawfare is not going to resolve anything, and it's not going to see the victory of one side and the total subjugation of the other. And that means that you know, the only thing left then is combat.
Germanicus Traveling is Mark of Lejos. I am Gaius in Londinium, 91 AD, winter, not a deep winter, winter, looking forward to Germanicus's return. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.